addresses himself to the sluggard. A sluggard, my friends, is one who loves his ease. He lives in idleness, sticks to nothing, and is careless. Let me repeat. He is careless in the business of religion. In order that this sluggard must learn of himself and of his actions, he must be sent to school. For sluggards must be schooled. The sluggard is not willing to come to school to him, Solomon. Dreaming scholars will never love wakeful teachers. And therefore he has found himself out another school as he can decide. Solomon, a wise and learned man, an expert in botany and zoology, goes to the ant, a creature smaller than himself. Man is taught more than beast of the earth and made wiser than the fowls of heaven, and yet is sunk so low that he may learn wisdom from the meanest insects, and he shamed by them. Many times the smaller things in life can represent greater things in me. If we were to watch little children, they too can teach us something about life. So when one observes the qualities of the inferior creatures, such as the ant, we must receive instructions to ourselves by spiritualizing common things, the things that seem to represent less me. We may make the things of God ready to us and converse with them daily. Our scripture this morning is indicating to us to consider her ways, to consider the ways of the ant. Her ways are always working, always active, always doing her part. The sluggard is the way he is because he does not want to consider. He lacks his bed of ease, his bed of laziness. Therefore, I ask the question to you this morning. Are you like the sluggard who enjoys the ease, who enjoys the life of not being productive as Christians? And particularly, we too must learn to provide meat in the summer. Take, for example, we were to look at the average income of a person. The average person will work 40 years between ages 25 and 65. During that 40 years of work, the average person will earn between $600,000 to $1 million during that time. But if that same individual does not set some of that money aside for old age, or just spends it up without any regards for the day of retirement, what happens? We can talk to any retired person who didn't properly prepare, who didn't properly prepare for old age. Listen to their story. Listen to their struggle, and listen to the fact that they have to live month to month. But the small creature, the ant, will provide meat in the summer for the winter ahead. This is a lesson from the ant. Can we see why we must consider the ways of the ant? Who prepares for the worst? We too must prepare for hereafter, and not to eat up all and lay up nothing, but in gathering time, treasures for spending time. Even in the summer when the weather is hot, the ant is still busy in gathering food and laying it up, and does not insist on her ease, nor take her pleasure, as we know grasshoppers that sing and sport around all summer, but perish in the winter. We got to begin to get busy with the work of our Lord. We got to get busy with the business of the church. We've got to get busy. Too many of us have enjoyed our ease. Too many of us have enjoyed the ease of not providing that right spiritual guidance for the lost soul to come to Christ. Too many have enjoyed the ease. When we look at this, the ant helps one another. If one ant had a grain of corn too big for her to carry home, her neighbor would come in to assist her. Ask ourselves, when was the last time we helped somebody? When was the last time we visited the sick? When was the last time we clothed somebody? And when was the last time we loved somebody? John Wesley said, "The world is my parish, not just the people in my little church in the country, but the world." We've got to help people when we is the joy that in being responsible for bringing a life to Christ. It is our wisdom to improve the season while that favors us. Walk while you have life. The ant has no guiding rules, but does it offer following the instinct of nature? We have parents, we have ministers, we have leaders to put us in mind of our duty to direct us. We are living in some critical times. We are living in times that call for men of action. We are living in times when this idea of ease, when this idea of doing nothing, when this idea of idleness, it's not my problem. Ways are ways of slugging. When water is held to stand still, it begins to gather trash. It begins to gather dirt. Or if we were to take our arm and to tie it to our body and never use it, we will eventually lose the loss of the life of that arm. This holds true for our Christian life. When we don't use our God-given powers, we lose them. When we lose power in life, life has no meaning. I challenge you to consider the ways of the ant while there is time. I challenge you to get off your knees, to get off of not doing something, to get off hours. Christ is calling you. Christ is calling men of action. Learn from the ant. Learn from the ant today. Oh, gracious and most holy God, with all we thank you for allowing us once again to be here. Oh, God, we know that we have not been what we ought to have. But, oh, God, we ask that you endow us with a new spirit of new spirit that will alive in our lives, that we may go out not like a sluggard, but as an ant who is busy about business. Oh God, we need your spirit. We need the power that you gave Jesus, that he may get up out of that old grave. God, we come with this thirst. We come with the yearning to know you and to know your will for our life. We say this prayer in Jesus' name. what has love got to do? This record alone has made her millions and millions of dollars. This recording alone has made Songlist number one over and over. Now this recording alone was cited for many musical awards. But through all of its successes and the millions of dollars it produced, through all of its being the top song on the record list, and finally through all of its receiving the music industry prestigious awards, it did not set the stage giving us an answer suitable for solving the world's problem. Delight of love. I say to Miss Turner, good attempt. But to answer Mrs. Turner's question, I say love has all to do with it. People just aren't aware of what true love has for the world today. Blacks are killing blacks. Marriages begin with happiness but end with sadness. Church members don't visit each other like they used to. The list goes on and on. This lack of genuine love is one problem. And we must not continue to let it be a problem. Now, let me illustrate how this lack of love destroys our communities where people don't care enough for the thing. For instance, take our black family. This has been a growing issue for some time. It is concerned because it means protecting our future. Presently, slightly more than 50% of black families are female-headed households. Does it say that the black male hasn't enough love for his family? That makes him want to stay away and not provide for them. Does it makes good sense to provide care for those who we love? Animals.
All you do is heat and eat. It's the taste of Southern tradition with new style. And Castleberry's been cooking up that good inside feeling for 50 years. Beef stew, chili, Brunswick stew, and the same delicious barbecue you can buy right at the Braves games. There's a homestyle Castleberry's favorite to satisfy anyone in the family, and individual single-serve cans make them doubly convenient. Castleberry Foods, we're cooking up the good inside for you.
If your car is trying to tell you it's time for some routine maintenance, you're in luck. Right now, you can save up to $6.50 during the Motorcraft Spring Refund Sale. Save on Motorcraft oil filters, air filters, and oil. Quality products for all makes of cars and trucks. Motorcraft exceeds the need. Save up to $6.50 now at these Motorcraft car care centers.
Save on the Motorcraft air filter about $2.20.
Church, I love each and everyone. And I love you all, but when someone in this congregation is faced with a crisis, he doesn't respond because his time has been swept away by some selfish motive. Again, for instance, many of us who hands, sweat, their blood and tears were the reasons why many of us today have our BAs, our MBAs, our PhDs. Why their sweat and blood and tears were the reason why we drive our fine cars. But now that we have made it in the world, that mother and that father are the last on our list. We don't go by and see them, or maybe sometimes call them like we should. Still again, that drug pusher nothing to give others, and we only exist through life with no real meaning. Now, in the light of the fact, but by not being devoted and not sharing, we have set the stage of not being able to receive nothing in return. Our life must think and digest two points in connection with this. To love is to give so that we can let others know that we do have love and that we are willing to share some of that love by giving. Now, the first idea we need to cogitate seriously in connection with love is to give has to do with conviction. John 3:16 reveals that to love for God, that's love the world. It declares that then it adds, with the result of he gives his unique son. Notice that the result of loving is giving. The natural expression of genuine love is giving. I would like to suggest this truth not only for the character of God, but for the character of the Christian, and for the character of the Christian family and the Christian marriage. To love someone is to give. Recall that the Apostle Paul said that we must give of ourselves to God. We must first give of ourselves to God, and then we should also give of our financial resources for the cause of Christ and for the needs of man. We need to understand that loving is giving. We need to be aware that we got to give something of ourselves. So what I'm suggesting at this first point is first giving of ourselves to God, our whole being, so that we know what we must give in order to receive. Now, let me illustrate how we can go about loving or being truly devoted. First, we need to give ourselves to God. Well, in other way, turn over our lives to Him. For instance, let's just suppose for a moment that we are faced with a decision to continue to give our lives to whatever it is that isn't in our best interest, over to the fact of devoting our lives, ourselves to God. Well, after such soul searching, we find that it would make us a better person and a true Christian. However, if we are going to be willing to be loyal, and we must establish a new direction. And although we may have many directions that we can begin to devote ourselves to God, let me simply suggest to you. On one hand, we can do this by attending church. By this, I mean being very committed. Being committed enough to walk down that church aisle and give that minister your hand, and truly wanting to be an active member of that church. Still, on the other hand, we can begin to take an active role in Sunday school. By this, I mean that we not only attend Sunday school, but we become so interested with the Sunday's lesson that we share it with someone, or perhaps that we render yourself as a teacher. That's sharing and
All you do is heat and eat. It's the taste of Southern tradition with new style ingredients. And Castleberry's been cooking up that good inside feeling for 50 years. Beef stew, chili, Brunswick stew, and the same delicious barbecue you can buy right at the Braves games. There's a homestyle Castleberry's favorite to satisfy anyone in the family. And individual single-serve cans make them doubly convenient. Castleberry Foods, we're cooking up the good inside for you.
If your car is trying to tell you it's time for some routine maintenance, you're in luck. Right now, you can save up to $6.50 during the Motorcraft Spring Refund Sale. Save on Motorcraft oil filters, air filters, spark plugs, and oil. Quality products for all makes of cars and trucks. Motorcraft exceeds the need. Save up to $6.50 now at these Motorcraft car care centers.
Save on the Motorcraft air filter, about $2.20.